Thank you, John. Good afternoon, everybody. My presentation is focusing on the experience of Haiti optimizing resource flows to enforce the health system. It's an exercise to try to know exactly how the disbursement of the resources has been spent in Haiti for supporting the health system. Let me present you Haiti. As you know probably, Haiti is located in the Caribbean and share the island they call Hispaniola with Dominican Republic. The population of Haiti is now approximately 9 million people with population growth rate 2.8, quite the same in Rwanda, with a GDP of $1,700. Is 80% of the population lives in absolute poverty. Despite of socio-political trouble occurred in the past years, the Ministry of Health and the total government try to solve some health problems, so to respond to the need of the population according to the constitution that obliges the state to guarantee the health, good quality of health to the population. And the vision of the Ministry of Health regarding health to be provided is to improve the health status to the population, Haitian population, providing good quality of care and treatment to all patients, taking into account equity and efficiency. Let me mention some major health problems in Haiti, some priorities from the Ministry of Health. The universal based on equity. The Ministry of Health wants to bring the services as far as possible to the population and to ensure the quality health care infrastructure, to decentralize on the intervention and to increase the health coverage. All the challenges to reduce the infant mortality, reduction of the maternal mortality, which is considered as the entry point for the health sector reform, and the control of the spread of communicable diseases like HIV, tuberculosis, malaria, and other diseases which can be prevented by immunization. And the Ministry of Health promote the formal partnership among public and private sector. Let me say something about the health status in Haiti. According to health indicator, the life expectancy in Haiti is 54 years, and the life expectancy has been deeply decreased, damaged by the AIDS epidemic in the past 10 years. The infant mortality is 80.5 inhabitants. Immunization rate is very low compared to the immunization rate obtained in some NGOs working in the country. Maternal mortality is the highest rate in the Caribbean, in the hemisphere, 630 or 100,000. Contraceptive prevalence, all the contraceptive methods gathering 24%. And the average number of human resources and professionals for health is 2.3 for 10,000 people. Let me talk about the four major health problems in Haiti. HIV/AIDS as a controversial issue and a treat for the nation. Tuberculosis and epidemic health status and malaria, that's a re-emerging challenge. And diseases which can be preventable by immunization is another major health problem. Regarding AIDS epidemic, based on the strong partnership between a private and public sector over the years, Haiti has achieved to reduce dramatically the prevalence rate of HIV from 7% to 3.1%. And the estimated number of HIV people infected by HIV is 120,000, and the sex ratio on men and women 1 per 1. In the prevalence in sex workers 10%, and here, as you can see, among the TB patients, the prevalence rate of HIV is very high, is 40, as that say in 40% of the tuberculosis a TB patient present HIV, and the prevalence in the police and the men and women uniformly less than 1% is very low, and the mode of transmission is more than 75%. The heterosexual transmission is the main mode of transmission in Haiti, and the estimated number of orphans as a result of the AIDS is 180,000, and the population who are exposed to HIV is ranging between 55 to 54 years, in a percentage of 70%. Is a real problem for the global development of the country, as you can observe, this population is responsible for the progress, for the is the reproductive population of the country, and life expectancy. You can see, if you compare with some country around the world, Haiti has lost 11 years as a result of the negative impact of AIDS epidemic over the years. And in this slide, you see the change during the years of the risk factors. And at the beginning, the main risk factor was the homosexuality and bisexuality, and now the heterosexuality is the main factor of the transmission of HIV in Haiti. The number of a person infected by HIV around the country, in each department, you can see the total number, and the national number is 120,000. And we have made and have performed some study to observe the trend of the spread of HIV in the country. So we have tested in a multicentric survey many pregnant women at the first antenatal visit in 2000 and 2004, just to have the comparison. So the national rate of prevalence in 2000 was 4.5%, and in 2004 it had decreased significantly to 3.1%, is the national prevalence rate in Haiti of HIV. I present you the fact, but the country has responded to the AIDS epidemic and the other major health problems. We are going to compare the significant result of 10 in 2003 and 2000 2007. So, in 2003, only 0.7 women and 1.3 men have been tested for HIV. There were no intervention for sexual workers and very limited intervention aimed to the young people. Less than 11 single women and 13 single men used condom during sexual practice. There was only two PMPCT sites to prevent the mother-to-child transmission, and less than 200 people were placed on ART, and there was no specific support for orphan or vulnerable children and people living in HIV and AIDS at that time. And we compare to 2007, based on the resource flow provided by Global Fund, PEPFAR, and others, others like the French Corporation, Canadian, etc., we have obtained significant results. HIV testing, you remember, less than 1.3 men have been tested. Now we have 17% of women and 10% of men have been tested, and 62,000 sexual workers and more than 1 million of young people have been reached by education and information program. And the condom used, the prevalent use of condom have been increased significantly. And PMPCT now over mostly approximately 96,000 women have been tested, and 11 people have been placed on ART compared to 200 people in 2003. And support to OVC, 20,000 children have been supported, and people living with HIV and AIDS, 55,000 receive some nutritional support and participate to on microfinance program. And in this slide, you can see the evolution of the services provided, the scale up of HIV AIDS in terms of services. In 2003, only 27 sites for voluntary counseling testing. In 2007, 108 mother child transmission side, 40, and now 77, and a site to place where people on antiretroviral therapy, 2 and 2003, and 38, including most of them are public facility. And regarding TB performance, in 2001, number of patients on directly observed treatment was almost 4,000. Professional case of treatment of 50%, detection rate 25, and complete treatment 71, abandoned 8%, and number of dots when you can provide directly observed therapy was 122 compared to 2007. Number of patients have been increased. The proportion of cases on treatment 62% compared to 50% in 2003. And number of dots clinic in 2003, 123, and now 276. In malaria, based on the interruption of the funding since 1983, there were no specific activity in 2001. But in 2007, number of patients cured, treated, 38,224, and number of sites providing chloroquine, a drug for patients with malaria, 2,099. a number of dead nets are distributed or sold quite late, 114,000. Concerning immunization, another challenge in public health in Haiti, the nation coverage is very low. And every single vaccine is shown the coverage is low. Something has to be done to improve that situation. And tomorrow morning, the Minister of Health will be launching the national campaign funded by Gavi and supported by PAHO and WHO against rubella and MERS. What's the strategy the Minister of Health adopted to use efficiently the funds available from foreign assistance? The Minister of Health is committed to ensure the leadership of those programs, HIV, AIDS, malaria, tuberculosis, and immunization. All the stakeholders work under the umbrella of the Minister of Health. The Minister of Health designed the national strategic plan, and all the partners are committed to follow the guidelines of the national strategic plan. The Minister of Health has also the responsibility to coordinate all the intervention of all sectors, but there are many gaps, many gaps that need to be resolved. In some cases, similar sites, the same activity is funded by different donors. And to provide technical assistance at a level, departmental or local level, to elaborate norms and procedures, just to play its role in terms of regulation, to monitor the implementation of the national strategic plan. Now the Minister will move from the vertical programming, the vertical approach, to an integrated health program. What the Minister of Health expect to do or want to do now is to use those funds to update the infrastructure, to improve the quality of service provided as a package. Now, the HIV/AIDS program is in the process of integration with reproductive health, family planning, tuberculosis, and regarding the data collection system, we try to integrate all the tools in the same framework, in the same pattern, to have a unique monitoring and evaluation program. To achieve that goal, we need to harmonize all the funding, to validate the operational funding agreement with national health authority. So there are resource flow in the country, but we need to make it clear the funding, the financing should respond to the needs, to the real need of the population of the country. We after this identified co-share activities to avoid duplication, to avoid overlapping. And we have to discuss on coordination area and harmonization issue to be included in the memorandum of understanding among donors. We obtain among Global Fund and PEPFAR to have MOU, a memorandum of understanding, regarding procurement, regarding planning, and regarding data collecting information. So it's a big success to have this memorandum of understanding, and the major donors in to optimize the resources to the benefit of the population. It's important to coordinate all the process. Need to strengthen the coordination or synergy among funding agencies throughout the current future program, ensuring integration of this program with the strategic plan of the Ministry of Health. Need to harmonize the grant and use of this additional fund for recipients for similar activities at identical sites. Is to achieve the optimization of the resources available, to increase coordination at the field level to lead to achievement of higher program results for the benefit of the community. How will the Ministry of Health respond to the priority we have described earlier? By implementing the national strategic plan, a national strategic plan for HIV, one for malaria, one for tuberculosis, and one for immunization. And all those plans are guidelines to be followed by every single stakeholder. The Ministry of Health promote the strong partnership. It's necessary. It's relevant to have this partnership, to reinforce this partnership with the private sector. It's one of the causes of the reason of the success of the HIV program in Haiti is because all sectors are working together in a common goal. And the Ministry of Health monthly have a meeting with all the donors to a memorandum of understanding to discuss of overlapping, to discuss of share costing, to discuss about complementarity of resources. And the Ministry of Health use the expertise from some national experts and for some institutions. And the Ministry of Health focus on research to with operational research or every kind of research to monitor all the process. And we have a sub-recipient forum. The sub-recipient forum is a big meeting between the stakeholders. We have a meeting with the agencies, with the donors, headed by the minister, or when he is not available, is my responsibility to lead this meeting. And we have the sub-recipient forum, is other meeting between the stakeholders to share information, to share concern about all the program funded by the foreign assistance. What's the impact of the financing on the health program Haiti? First, they help to increase the training. ITEC and PEPFAR contribute to elaborate an the electronic medical record that allows easily for any health provider to ensure the good follow-up of the patient and all the sites where people receive antiretroviral therapy are connected by internet, so it's easy to share some concern. If one side is facing to some medical problem, he can ask the question to other. And improving the quality of service provided, the contributors for that element is Global Fund, PEPFAR, UNAIDS, and Canadian Corporation, and Power and WHO. And this contribution it can be broken down in counseling, testing, care and treatment, research, surveillance, health information system, and public health communication. And some of those agencies, some of those donors help to renovate many health infrastructure, health facilities like USAID to the project developed by HS2000 under the leadership of MSH. Oh. Let me give you some example of success story as a result of the impact of the financing on Global Health Haiti. The first one, I think that was a mistake. Well, the first one is JSQ. JSQ has integrated, JSQ is a center of research linked to Cornell University in New York. And the JSQ has integrated all services, HIV, AIDS, TB, malaria, a sexually transmitted infection, reproductive health, and as you can see, many diseases, many programs have been integrated to offer a package to the population, and many agencies have contributed to this process of integration, and JSQ provide training and are deeply concerned by research, and they use the phone to improve the training of health personnel and to improve the research. And I want to mention in JSQ have participated to 3 different studies on vaccine HIV trial during the past 4 years. HS 2007 MSH experience is an institution as an umbrella. Under this umbrella, there are many NGOs. MSH, the project is aimed at deliver services to more than 3 million people. And the contribution of this project is to increase the immunization rate in 27 non-governmental organizations over 90%. If you compare the national average, 53, and in 27 side, the immunization rate is 90%. And this institution has to improve the planning skill at level departmental in partnership with the Ministry of Health. They train many, they provide technical assistance for at departmental level, local level, to some providers to have the capacity to plan some intervention, and he renovating some public health facility. Let me give you an experience of Pattern Health. Pattern Health has intervention in Rwanda as well in Haiti. And the program in Pattern Health is a comprehensive health care program in rural area. And the originality of this approach is to work closely with the Ministry of Health. Any site any health facility where PIH has a program as some interventions belong to the Ministry of Health. So the Pattern Health has improved the quality of service provider in the public sector and have updated the health infrastructure, improving and updating 8 public health infrastructure and promoting strong community involvement in service delivery. And some words, brief information about total expenditure for HIV AIDS in 2003 and 2006. Foreign assistance was in percentage 99%, and the contribution from the government is 1%, and the private sector. When I say private sector, is the patient, the family, and some private organization 10%. As you see, the contribution of the external cooperation is very, very substantial. And just to compare, in 2005 and 2006, Global Fund has committed 10 million and PEPFAR has disbursed 40 million. And for this year, PEPFAR is committed to increase the total amount to 60 million. And the agency who participate to the financing, government, 1%, multilateral agency, bilateral agency, and patient, quietly 10%. So they are, I mentioned, agency providing final resources in Haiti. What are the challenges? First of all, human resource retention, overlapping at identical sites, policy determination on integrated health health program process. We call upon the flexibility of some donors to adjust their policy, their procedure to the reality every country is facing. The three ones is a major a challenge to have in the country one strategic plan. It was achieved in Haiti, one strategic plan, but one MNE, something has to be done to achieve that. As just now, any donor has its own matrix to collect information, has all tools. So we have to work on it to achieve the goal of the three ones. And the last other challenge is sustainability of the intervention. Improving coordination among donors and stakeholders is a must, and we have to achieve that to ensure the sustainability of the intervention. And the government has the responsibility to increase the funding from the public asset, from the public treasury, to support the priority. And the Ministry of Health has to promote social protection for vulnerable groups like pregnant women and children less than 5 years. Our perspective is identify the prevention program, improve the quality of services, to strengthen the partnership among public and private sector. It's a critical issue, but we have to strengthen this partnership to reinforce of the integrated health program process. In conclusion, I think the financial resources on HIV/AIDS, TB, and malaria should contribute to improve the health infrastructure and to strengthen the whole health program. More flexibility from the foreign assistance is needed to increase health contribution to development programs. Health is not a single part of the life. Health is the component of the total development of each country. It's achievable and realistic. Thank you.